Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to another edition of Sunday Night. I'm your host, Tim Roden. We are live tonight. Did a quick start of the show, not a scheduled start like I normally do. So, just got back from church, had a long day at work, so actually not having to work on a Sunday night. Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, these Sunday nights have been killing me. We've had to do shows on other nights. It's been crazy lately. We are getting moved in. We're getting settled a little bit. So I'm figuring out how I'm going to get my microphone set up correctly here. It looks like in rebuilding the microphone, I lost a few washers. So if it slides and does crash like that again. Hopefully we'll get all these issues settled the next couple weeks, hopefully. But, we are into some interesting times. You just thought that electing a conservative as president would get us out of interesting times that Obama created. But no, they just keep coming. The hits keep coming. One after another, after another, after another. I mean, now we talked a little bit about the censorship of internet. It's coming. Actually, what that is a Japanese model, or a Chinese model, not the Japanese. We don't blame the Japanese. We don't want to blame any particular one group of people either, but let's blame the Chinese government. Chinese themselves are wonderful people. I've been in China. I've met the people. I've talked to them. I spent time with them on the street. They are wonderful people. Okay? But just like every other government in the world, there are government. The government is corrupt. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We know that for a fact. Chinese, they want to start censoring their people. They've used Facebook. They've used social media to censor. They're going to bring that model to the United States. They're going to bring it to Europe. See, they don't want the voice of truth getting out. I'll explain tonight really what's going on with the Donald Trump presidency. Why is Donald Trump president of the United States? It's going to shock you. I don't have the chat room up. I don't want to be distracted by you. If you want to call in, there's a call-in number. I may or may not talk to you. Just depends. I only got half an hour tonight, so let's try to get into really what is going on. As many of you know, the biggest person that's being censored right now on the internet is Alex Jones. You can still listen to the Alex Jones show, but you got to go directly to his site to listen to it. You got to have his app, whatever. Because the other outlets aren't allowing his stuff to go out. When they don't allow it to go out, two reasons why you wouldn't allow it to go out. Number one, they're bad. If they are really bad, I can understand a censorship of it. But if they're putting out some information that you don't want them to know, if you're putting out some sort of information that you don't want people to know about, then somebody is censoring. Stay alive often enough and hard enough, and it eventually becomes the truth. That was Joseph Goebbels, Ministry of Propaganda, Germany, 1932 to 1945. Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. See, we all have our point of view. See, there's two different things about misinformation. Number one is, if I'm saying something and I believe it's true, that's one thing. But if I tell you something that I know is not true, that's something else. That's when you become a liar. I've been called a liar before, okay? Excuse me, believing in a pre-trib rapture and teaching the pre-trib rapture is not lying. I absolutely believe it's true. If I tell you that something that I believe is true, it's not a lie. But if I tell you something that if I tell you something that I don't know is the truth, that's a rumor, okay? God has something to say about rumors. But if I tell you something that I absolutely know is a lie, then we got an issue. See, the United States elected a man to presidency, Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump is not the man that was picked by the elites to run the country. From what my sources are telling me, he was picked by some patriotic individuals within the United States military to run for president. Two things about Trump. Number one, he is already a billionaire. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to be corrupt. You can't corrupt him. That's a problem to the elite. See, the elite want people they can corrupt. The Clintons have been corrupted. They were just poor dirt hick politicians in Arkansas. They got picked to run for governor, then run for president of the United States. And he became fabulously wealthy in doing so. Bushes? Yeah, there's a long line. Prescott Bush, etc. They were already fabulously wealthy, but they had some interesting leanings going on in their life. But when it comes to Trump, see, he was buying off politicians. That's the way things got done in New York. The guy was a playboy. He bought the Miss USA or Miss Universe contest. He bought casinos. He bought golf courses. He built golf courses. He made a fabulous amount of money. The one person in the Bible that Donald Trump reminds me of is Solomon. Solomon asked for wisdom, but God said, I'll give you everything else too. You didn't ask for that, but I'll give it to you. Donald Trump's been given all that. He's made a lot from what he has. So he didn't need the power of the presidency. But he ran anyway. Why? Because he saw the direction the country is going. He wanted to fix it. The term he coined was drain the swamp. He wants to drain the swamp. One of the rules I learned when I took physics was for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. when Obama faced the equal and opposite reaction to the changes he was trying to implement, what was the response of Obama? Well, I can't believe it. I'm trying to do what's good for them, and they don't want it. You know, Rush Limbaugh comes out with his, I hope he fails. You don't want him to fail? Yes, you do. Because what he was trying to implement was wrong. Donald Trump, on the other hand, what we want him to do, we want him to succeed. Hillary said, if I go down, I'm taking half of Washington with me. And the reaction of the people is, I don't see a problem with that. Drain the swamp. We need to get rid of half of Washington. Maybe three quarters of it. But the reaction that we get when we look at what's happening, especially with the Supreme Court. See, they're not doing anything new. Everything that's going on right now is old as dirt. Bob Woodward's come out with a book. Who's Bob Woodward? Well, for those of us who followed Watergate, Bob Woodward was one who broke the story of the Watergate break-in. He's the one that exposed Nixon as a liar. Nixon came forward and said, I'm not a crook. Well, at some point, Nixon gave up the fight. Nixon may have been proven correctly that he was not a crook, but we'll never find out. You see, after he left, he never got his day in court. Ford made sure that he never got his day in court. By the way, Ford is knee-deep in all this. He's deep. He was deep inside the political system. He was the leader of the Republican Party in the House at the time. So if the Republicans had ever won, which they would never have won back then. Most of the country belonged to the Democratic Party. All the South belonged to the Democrats. Back then, I used to go to Democratic primaries because there was no election in the Republican. Everybody that was running for dog catcher was running as a Democrat. Today, if I was a Democrat, I'd still go to the Republican primary because if you want to vote for who's going to be dog catcher, you had to vote for it in the Republican primary. That's where the election is. You get to the main election, and all you got is you're going to see, okay, maybe at the state level, you got Cruz versus whoever that guy is that is being such an idiot here in Texas. You for the Senate, you're going to see your congressman. He may have an opponent. Usually there's a Democrat running there, and there's a Libertarian, maybe somebody from the U.S. Constitution Party or some other, or the Green Party. You don't never know what party's going to put something up. And then you'll get to the state legislator, your state senator, and Republican versus some unknown Democrat. And then you get to all the other races, and it's Republican all the way down. So you vote Republican at the Republican primary. So somebody in Texas tells you they're a Democrat or Republican, say, okay, that's good to know. Now who are you voting for? The Democratic or Republican at the state or the national level. So in the governor race or in the presidential race, who you're really voting for. You're not going to know that from looking at the election results. Okay, so Trump won an election. He is an outsider. Equal and opposite reaction. What's going down? Woodward wrote a book. Okay, showing how bad things are. Terrible sourcing. I don't know if he's lost it or somebody paid him to write the book. We've got a repeat now of the Clarence Thomas hearings. We've got some obscure woman coming out of the woodwork saying that she was harassed in 1845 by Kavanaugh. Okay, it wasn't 1845, but, you know, high school. Who cares what somebody did in high school? He was a juvenile in high school. Any records of what he did in high school are sealed. You can be the worst juvenile delinquent ever, and nobody will ever know about it as an adult. Okay? Don't go by what they did in high school. Well, now they're bringing it up. And she's going to come before the Congress, Senate Judiciary Committee, and tell her story. Now, one of the conditions that she offered, I'm not sure what the conditions are that it's going to be at the end, but one of the conditions she offered was that he go first. No. I would never settle for that. In any criminal, the state presents its case first. This is the case for why we should put you in jail. And then it's my job to come behind and says, well, that's not exactly how it happened. And then tell you my side of the story. There goes the microphone again. All over. All right. You stay up. Okay. We do it that way. On a Judiciary Committee? Come on. I can see that on the House Ways and Means Committee. I can see that possibly in the Budget Committee. In the Environmental Committee. But in the House Judicial Committee, where we're trying to come to some conclusion about a person and his fitness for the job. Now, I agree that this is something that needs to be explored. We need to be able to investigate any area of a person's life and determine whether or not that person should have the job. Judiciary is very important because these people get appointed to their offices for life. This isn't in 2 years we'll reevaluate you and see if we want to keep you. No. You get elected to be a or get nominated and confirmed as a judge. The only way we're getting rid of you is to impeach you. We're not going to be able to do that. So what has to happen is that she go first and he give the rebuttal to what happened. That's all that's got to happen. Now, if this derails Kavanaugh from being nominated as a judge, then we've got a big problem. The problem is that the squeaky wheel is stopping the wheel. No, we got to find a way to make it work. Trump has a right to nominate somebody as a judge. And he should, as long as that person actually has qualifications to be a judge, and as long as that person knows what the duties are and will follow the duties of that position, he should be confirmed. It's not a matter of whether or not you agree with him. There's a lot of people I don't agree with. There was a lot of people that were confirmed as judges under Obama that if the Republicans used the same strategy the Democrats have been using, they'd never been confirmed. Democrats are sitting there screaming, hollering, and what they're trying to do is force the Republicans to only nominate liberals. Now, we have the right to nominate who we want. When you have the office, you have the right to nominate who you want. We confirmed it. Give us our chance. The thing is, here we got Donald J. Trump as president of the United States. We just had Brexit. They're trying to exit the British to exit the European Union. Daniel, when it talks about the little horn growing up, he's going to usurp three horns of the ten. It's a ten-horned beast. The little horn grows up and usurps three of the horns. Scholars have debated this for years. What is he talking about? One of the theories out there, and I'm going to just throw this out there. You got no difference between a theory and a fact. I'm not lying to you if I throw a theory out there, okay? I'm just saying, think about it. It's a possibility. It may not be a high probability, but it's a possibility. One of the horns being thrown down is Donald Trump. Of course, if Donald Trump actually wins like we want him to, then that derails the whole Antichrist system. But if he is thrown down or removed, then it gives rise to the Antichrist. See, right now, Donald Trump is in the spiritual battle of his life. He's always been a playboy. He's always been a businessman. He's always been what he wanted to be. But now he's in the spotlight. He's now president. He's now running the greatest country ever. He was handpicked to do this job. Is he going to be able to clean the swamp, or is the swamp going to throw him out? That is the question. If the swamp throws him out, what's going to fill the vacuum? Well, 25th Amendment, Pence would become president. Great, Pence is a great guy. I would love to see Pence as president. But if Pence is not the one that's going to be, if they throw him out too, then we go to the Speaker of the House, Ryan, and he is part of the Antichrist system. Not necessarily in with the Trump crowd, part of the Never Trump people. We might possibly see us revert back to the old ways under Bush and Obama and Clinton. See, we've been going downhill a long time, folks. A long time. Don't you ever think this country was ever totally under God? Yes, Franklin got us praying. But have we been praying through the entire session? Tonight, I want to challenge you. You need to be praying for this president. You need to be praying that he can accomplish what God sent him to Washington to do. And you need to be praying that one day we will once again be a nation blessed by God. Things are coming back. But if he gets derailed, it will go down fast. So, till next time, we will see you either here, there, or in the air.
Creation he was waiting to reveal his purpose.